Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, earlier this week, we brought you the story of the fugitive Tom Phillips, who disappeared into the rugged wilderness of New Zealand just before Christmas of 2021 with his three children. Well, New Zealand police have released brand new CCTV footage of what they believe is Mr. Phillips and one of his children breaking into a rural shop on the North Island. Well, for more on this, I'm joined again by Paddy Gower, journalist and host of the Current Affairs show Paddy Gower Has Issued. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. So, this latest development, since we had our chat earlier in the week, this family, or some of them at least, have been spotted. Where did this happen?
Yeah, so this happened in a tiny little town called Pio Pio, which is near this Maracopa bush that we've been talking about where Tom Phillips has been hiding. It's basically the closest small town with some shops and that kind of thing there. And he's been seen at what we call in New Zealand a dairy, which is like a corner shop or a store, with one of the children, the police say. And they have been attempting to rob it. In fact, they have actually broken in and robbed it, believe it or not, by using a grinder. And they pulled up to the place on a four-wheeler motorbike, like a farm motorbike, in the middle of the night. So this is the first sighting in over a year. And it's happened just a week after his family went public for the first time and called for him to give himself up and come home.
And are the police quite confident that this is Tom Phillips and one of his children?
Yes, they are. If you look at the footage, you can't, they're both masked. But previously, actually, the very same shop in the very same small town a couple of years ago, they tried to break into it unsuccessfully then and were caught on camera. So the vision is identical to that. And also, you'll remember last time I told you about an armed robbery that happened with one of the children, and they, again, look quite similar. And, you know, it's a man and a young child in the middle of nowhere breaking into somewhere that, you know, even though they're masked, it is quite obviously them, mm-hmm. and that's what the police think as well.
Now, you mentioned there that they escaped on this bike, which is like a quad bike as we would know it.
Yeah, it's a quad bike. It's a quad bike. That's so, right.
But Paddy, when we had our conversation earlier, you said everybody believes that they are being helped by someone. And the fact that they've access to this quad bike seems to give certainty to that view now.
Yeah, I think a couple of things on that. The quad bikes and different things have gone missing off farms over the last few years. Stolen, effectively, is the thought. So it may well be that it's stolen. The police advancing today, the theory, everyone believes that he's been helped. Police advancing, well, perhaps he's fallen out with the people that that are helping him because now he needs to go and rob the shop. But here's the next thing. First thing, they have been caught on camera at the shop before, so it's very, very stupid to go back somewhere where you've been caught on camera before. And in fact, they were staring at the camera before they tried to break into it, which is highly unusual for a fugitive on the run who hasn't been seen. And secondly, get this, the only thing they stole out of there was some milk. So it's a very, very brazen robbery of for not much gain,
right.
Which has led for police to speculate, hey, has he fallen out with the people that are helping him, bearing in mind there is this message out there from his mum, from his sister, to come home.
Well, when you said, you know, he'd perhaps fallen out with the people who've been helping him, I thought, well, is he desperate for food? But then to only steal milk, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And so everyone, as you can imagine, everybody in New Zealand has their own theories on this thing. Every time it happens, it comes up, everybody speculates. But, you know, has he seen the message from his family, and is he sending one back that he doesn't want to come home and he's going to go and do some crazy things like this? So, or does he not know the message is there at all?
So are people speculating now that he maybe heard his own sister speaking to you, perhaps pleading with him to come
back?
That's
right. That's right. And perhaps this is a message saying, you know, I'm not going to. Or something like that. Or it could be he hasn't seen that message at all and they've gone to try and do a robbery and he's only ended up with some milk.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But it's just another crazy chapter in probably one of the craziest mysteries New Zealand has ever seen, if not the world. It's pretty weird.
But I'm sure, Paddy, this will mean that the search for this family now will ramp up again, right?
Well, interesting on that as well. So lots of questions today of the police about what are you going to do next? And a question that has been around for a long time, asked again today, was whether the Army SAS, which are like New Zealand's elite commandos, could be called in to help. And the police have said no. They are concerned for safety in terms of Tom Phillips. What they're intimating is that Tom Phillips could use, you know, could shoot back if they went into the bush to get him. So it doesn't look like the search will spark up. You know, they don't want to go into the bush. They just wait for him to come out, and if he's back in there, they're just going to leave him until he comes out next time. They say the safety of the children must come first, and they'll wait as long as it takes. Mm-hmm. So weirdly, the search isn't going to ramp up. It's just another one of these flare-ups, and who knows where it will lead.
No doubt, though, people will be keeping a very close eye now, given that he has been spotted again. And what have police said about the charges that he might be facing if he is apprehended?
Yeah, there's a warrant out for his arrest for this armed robbery that happened a couple of years ago. Then there's obviously this burglary. Previously, he's been done for wasting police time when he took the kids for the first time. There was an earlier disappearance that he came back from. Those are the things there. But in the background of all of this, for your Irish listeners who are wondering what the hell is this guy doing this for, he is locked in a custody battle. He does not want his kids to be handed over to become wards of the state. That is what will happen when he comes out. They'll go to our children and young person service here. And that's what's keeping him in the bush. Not only is he facing justice for the armed robbery and this burglary and this kind of thing when he comes back, but the more serious thing for him is the loss of his children. And then the more serious part of that, of course, is that we have now seen one of the children involved in a number of crimes with him. And you've got to presume it's potentially the oldest of the children. That's a girl, Jada. And she's been 4 years in the wilderness with these kinds of values. You've got to really start to wonder about the psychology of the children here, Claire, when they do come back to New Zealand. You know, they're out there committing crimes with their father at the moment, allegedly. So when they do come back, you know, there's going to be a lot of psychological issues that need to be worked through.
And Paddy, just going back to your interview with Tom Phillips' sister, did she explain to you at any time why it has taken her almost 4 years to call for him to come home?
Yeah, the family, and I've spoken to the mother as well, the mother and the father, they're farmers in this area. They, you know, I think they have just ended up in something that is beyond their kind of control and incredibly complicated. And, you know, all of these international Netflix-style documentary makers are on the ground here trying to get this story. And it just kind of got out of control. And in the background, I'm sure there's issues between the family and the police and that sort of thing. But to me, as someone who's worked as a journalist here for 25 years, having dealt with the family, the sister and the mother who I've met, they are actually really what I would describe as a normal Kiwi family in a situation that is completely, completely out of control. And they've found it hard to find the way to go public because of all the other things it would bring up and the sensitivities of what their son and brother is listening to and all of the stuff in this custody case as well, which is highly complex, but we can't talk about in this country because it's covered by a suppression order. So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, so to speak, that have just kept the family back. But it was a desperate measure for them to come out to try and get him out. And this is how it's ended up, with him doing a robbery to get some milk.
I mean, I've watched the video footage this morning, and there's just such a tragedy to all of this, because you see this child, as you have said, you know, out and about with their dad committing these crimes, and you just feel desperately sorry for them, for those three children.
Yeah, and, you know, it's that I think everybody in New Zealand is united on that fact, that they want the kids to be safe. But in saying that, you know, there is a lot of support for Tom Phillips here. I don't know what it's like in Ireland, but, you know, here we have Dads for Justice, they're called, you know, it's a lot of fathers who lose their children in custody cases and that kind of thing. So there is a small pocket of support in that area for Tom Phillips and anti-authority, anti-vaccine sort of kind of area. There's a small pocket of support for him, but most people, almost everyone, is united in the fact that 4 years, coming up 4 years, 4 winters in the bush is too much for these kids.
Paddy, it's good to talk to you again, and we will stay in touch. Thank you so much for being with us. Paddy Gower from the show Paddy Gower Has Issues, joining us from New Zealand.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.